Welcome back to the Prexy Podcast. My name is Matt McQuarrie, the Communication Supervisor for the district, and you are listening to episode 17. This week, our guest is Ms. Brenna Loxley, who is joining us to talk about the new agribusiness career pathway available to Harding High School students. How are you doing today?
Good.
Great. Thanks for coming on. And I like to start each of our episodes out by getting to know our guests a little bit better and their journey into education. So if you could start by just telling us a little about yourself and how you ended up in your current role with Marion City Schools.
Yeah, so this is my second year teaching high school. I started out actually teaching for an international school in Vietnam, but I never got to move because of COVID and some other things. And so I accepted the position up outside Toledo at a district called Anthony Wayne, where that was a more suburban, urban area and a student population about the same size as Marion City. And basically I was still kind of on the look for what I really wanted, and that was more of an urban program. And then I saw Marion was starting their brand new program, and I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna jump on this. And they sold me an interview for sure. And so that's just kind of how it ended up here. Yeah, I really was hoping for more of an urban position because I came more from a rural background, and I did some urban things in college. I've been working with urban populations in agriculture and after-school programs, and so I really, really like the concept and kind of meshing those two together.
Awesome. So this is obviously kind of what you were talking about. This is the very first time that Marion City Schools has had any type of an agriculture program. So in this long history, this is like just the start. So how do you kind of feel about being at the forefront of that brand new initiative?
So it's funny because one reason why it appealed to me so much being at the first year having the program is that I actually came from a first year program. I was in 4-H all through elementary, junior high, and high school. I came from a farming background, but my school had gotten rid of their ag program back in the 90s, and so we never had it. And me and some of my peers are kind of like pushing for that because we all were in 4-H together. We're like, we should have an ag program. Every other school in our county did. And so I loved, that's how I became a teacher. I loved it. I did not know what I wanted to do, so I knew I wanted to go into education, I guess, because I really had no other ideas. And agriculture just kind of spoke to me, and I had a really cool ag teacher, and he kind of pushed me, and so I'm like, you know, I want to be that for students. And I kind of knew what it took to start an ag program from watching my former teacher. He's definitely a mentor to me. And I ask him lots of questions all the time. But yeah, it's been really cool. It's a lot in coming into an urban program. It's a little bit different than what I'm used to, again, coming from a rural area. And I definitely had to frame it in a different way. And kind of get over the fact that FFA and agriculture programs aren't for farmers necessarily. Agriculture industry is so broad. You can do so much with it that that's kind of where I'm at with talking to students and parents and anyone in the district just about that there's so much you can do in agriculture that has no way, shape, or form to do with like being in the fields.
Right. So you kind of mentioned the opportunities that there is for, it's not just, you know, living on a farm, right? Mm-hmm. So it's typically rare for an urban school district like Marion City to offer agricultural education. So I'm just curious, do any of your students, have you found out, have they come from a farming background? Or for many, is this kind of a new way to experience agriculture for the first time?
Yeah, so none of them come from a farming background. Okay. And in my former district, none of them came from a farming background there either. And so it's different because they're like, they really think we're just going to talk about tractors and things. I'm like, we'll learn about it, but we're going to learn about the technology and how it's advanced over the years, and things like that. But I mean, one day I'd like to get you guys in a tractor so you can see it, but it's not really what we talk about. We do a lot with plants. That's our big focus right now. We talk about different types of animals. Like you can see, I have my chinchilla. But that's not necessarily an agricultural commodity. It's definitely something that we talk about in ag because it could be considered an exotic pet, which leads to veterinary sciences, right. And that's all kind of intermingled there. So yeah, it's a different take, a different approach to teaching kids who don't come from farming backgrounds, because kids who do typically have an idea of what FFA is, and they know what they kind of want to go into it with it. But my students, they really are just still kind of exploring the industry in general. And right now, it's just exposing to them to any every single part of it. So
perfect. So the other interesting thing about this program starting is for people who are in the area, if you've been driven by the high school recently, there is a micro farm mm-hmm. now out back behind the high school. So I guess if you could, before we talk about essentially what kids are learning in this class and like the courses and stuff, could you talk a little bit about the micro farm being here at Harding and kind of like what's growing out there, how some of it could benefit our community, and then some of the ways you're able to utilize that for the educational purposes?
Yeah, so the micro farm was definitely in motion before I got hired. That's why I got hired, was because with getting the micro farm, they said they're going to add an agricultural pathway. Yeah. And so then that's where I came into play. And so, I mean, I work with Grace, the micro farm coordinator, who kind of oversees all the more community focused things. But I know really the purpose is to use that as a training center to help get people in the community involved. And if they want to start their own urban micro farm, they learn how to do that there, and that kind of helps get them started and get the ball rolling, because it's really something that you can do as either what you want to make it a main job, be an entrepreneur in that sense, right, or do as a side gig. And so it's just kind of, it's been really neat to go out there and work with them. Over the summer, I worked with some of them, just kind of helped get stuff set up. And it's just really neat to have people from the community who really don't have maybe a whole lot of experience in agriculture go and learn as adults, you know, because I'm like, you're never too old to learn new things. But that's, I think it's going to be really beneficial once you get more people involved in that, just because it's another way to really generate income and get community kind of together.
Yeah. And then students are able to go out and utilize it as well, right?
Yep. So we, right now it's kind of slowing down. We do have radishes out there that okay. we should be harvesting here in the next couple weeks. But with just the cooler weather, we're kind of switching over to crop rotation. My kids did not plant in the first round just because school hadn't started yet. But I know they harvested carrots and parsley back in September, and then we started radishes, kale, and beets a couple weeks later. And so the micro farmers have already harvested theirs. I started with the kids a little bit later on our rotation, just because how my schedule works and curriculum and all those things. But yeah, we should be harvesting those relatively soon.
Okay, so now let's talk a little bit about the actual courses that you can students can get here through Harding, and some of the hands-on learning that they can do. So just kind of talk us through the like the agribusiness pathway, and what are the different courses and some of the experiences that the students can go through.
So the agribusiness pathway is just one of many pathways you can have at your school through the Ohio Department of Education. It's kind of the foundation they lay out. And so what we offer here for agribusiness is, this year I'm offering an intro course. It's called Agricultural Food and Natural Resources. And that's really intended to get some underclassmen in and really just learn about the industry, learn about all the opportunities. It's a very general course, very broad. And then we have a little bit more advanced course called Animal and Plant Sciences. So it's really hitting more on the plant science and the animal science, more into like anatomy, reproduction, all the biological parts of that. But we also talk about some business principles and a couple other little things that have to do with the agricultural industry in general. But next year, I'm really excited. We should be adding on two more courses, a greenhouse management course. So we'll really be able to utilize the high tunnel and greenhouse outside. And that's one of my favorite courses I've taught before, and I love it. I like plants a lot. And as you might be able to tell, we're working on planting and growing some things in the room right now. And then we're adding the agribusiness course. So that, with those four courses, what the goal is to be able to have kids graduate high school, have taken those four courses over however much time they're in high school, and then they can apply to get a credential through, I'm gonna mess it up, the Ohio Agribusiness Association. And if I mess that up and someone hears that and it's like, she's wrong, it's okay. Something along those lines. But that's what that will apply through them to get that credential. So they'll have that credential to add to their resume. And just to say that they took these courses, they should know what they're talking about a little bit at least, if Ms. Loxley does her job right. And so that's kind of what we're doing there. Again, all those taken together can be, they're meant to be fun, but I do really hope to get kids working with their hands out on the greenhouses and the plots.
When the students are in one of your, in any of the different ag classes, and they, when it comes to the hands-on learning, like what specifically can they work on with the micro farm aspect?
So one component of the class and ag ed programs in general is called an SAE, or a supervised agricultural experience. And now in kind of the education world, we call that work-based learning. But ag ed has always done work-based learning, but we've called it the supervised agricultural experience. And then with that, my goal is to be able to have the kids utilize the micro farm as a way to complete their SAE project, as it is technically a requirement of my class in some capacity. And really, I mean, they could use it to grow their own crops that they can, you know, make homemade salsa and sell it. That's an entrepreneurial SAE. They could grow cut flowers and sell, do floriculture and sell floral bouquets, things like that. I mean, that's kind of big picture thinking right now, because they're still doing their career exploration part of the SAE component I have. But really, it's just being able to get the students out there in my class and outside of my class to complete that work-based learning, and gives them a really good opportunity that's close to home that they can do on their own, and with my supervision, obviously. Even to feed them into the microfarming project down the road as adults, so they could graduate graduate high school, decide I want to have my own microfarm, and then I could push them off to Grace to train them using the same facility they've used all through high school. And I think that's kind of my goal personally, as someone, as a teacher here who also works with the microfarm. So
awesome. So once your students kind of go through, and I know this year it's brand new, and then we're adding some courses next year and probably even more after that, but if say we have all these courses and the students kind of progress through them, and then as they graduate and move on into college, if this is something that really interests them, what are some of the kind of agribusiness careers you can focus on once you graduate?
Really, if you think of anything that has to do with agriculture, it's food production, whether it's food science, like being in a lab creating flavors, called a flavor chemist, that's agriculture, working in greenhouses, doing genetics, whether it's breeding and manipulating and genes to produce new variations. It's transportation, technically. I mean, if you want to haul grain or livestock, yeah, that's agriculture. A lot of careers in ag, you don't have to go to college. Most places are willing to, you know, if you're willing to show up to work and do a good job for them, they'll hire and they'll train you and teach you everything you need to know. I mean, they can be precision ag specialists, which is basically people who focus a lot on the technology. Like there's self-driving tractors these days. They're pretty neat. So drones is a huge thing too. I know in college I had an internship, we worked with drones, and the drones flew over the fields using infrared technology, and basically the drone pilots were able to analyze all the colors on the screen and tell me these are low spots in the fields. They then send people out to look at them, and now you can send robots out to look at that stuff. Wow. Because I can tell you, walking fields in July when the corn's twice as big as you are is not fun. Yeah. But it's a job, and it's a really good experience, and honestly there's just so many things. Being a vet is agriculture, doing anything really with animals, whether it's research or I don't even know, being a vet technician, if I can say that correctly. If you think of it, it's probably related to agriculture somehow,
right,
or there's like a lane there.
Well, it's interesting because a number of the things you just mentioned, I would be, you know, pretty confident in guessing that most of our students graduating from here, like one of those careers they maybe have never even thought of before.
Yeah.
So it's good to have those options. The other thing I want to talk about also was FFA. So you're the advisor for FFA for the district now. So can you talk about FFA and what our students can get out of that?
So FFA is the intracurricular activity that's associated with an agriculture program. And with FFA, it basically gives students opportunities to really develop themselves career-wise, professionally, really focus on community engagement, It just depends, honestly, how much they're willing to do, how much willing they're wanting to put into it. And so right now I had one student compete in the career development contest for a job interview. You literally go do, you submit a resume and a job application, a mock job application based off the options they give you and a cover letter. And you go and do a mock interview. They judge all those things based on like the quality of your answers and how relevant it is and how you're able to do all those things you need to do for an interview and applying for a job. And you can go to a national level with those things and win on a national scale. This week is actually the National FFA Convention. We didn't take students this year with it being a new year. It's a big undertaking to do that. And so next year I'm definitely hoping to take students to that because it's amazing when you walk in and see literally tens of thousands of other students wearing this corduroy blue jacket and they're on stage and they're singing songs, they're doing all kinds of fun things. Kids love it. I love it. It's so fun. And they get to meet students from all over the country. Awesome. And they get to travel and do things like that. And so, I mean, the list of what you can do with FFA is endless, but the goal is really just to help students develop those professional skills, get them career ready and leadership skills, and just helping them grow personally and just becoming more productive citizens.
So any students that are currently at Harding or in the middle school and coming to Harding next year, what grade can they start doing the agribusiness pathway, and then how can they get involved?
So I take students as freshmen. That way they can complete either one class for 4 years or they can do however many classes they want. I only offer 4 right now. So however they want to do that, so they can get that credential at the end of it with all 4 classes. And then they can join next year, regardless whether they're going to be freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. I'll take anyone. Okay. I'm happy to have people of any grade in my introduction courses. Next year when it comes to scheduling, just talking to me if you have questions, and then working with your counselor to get those courses scheduled.
This is obviously your first year with MCS. So what has been your favorite part kind of working with the district so far?
So I truly, truly love, I moved here, I'm a transplant. I'm not from anywhere around here. I live about 2.5 hours away from my family. So moving here and just how welcoming and warm everyone was. I don't think, unless I feel like it's one of those things, like, it's scary being a little 23-year-old coming to a brand new place where you know absolutely nobody, and how kind everyone and helpful and how willing they are to help. It's not just like me going to have asked. They're coming to me and saying, do you need anything from me? What can we do for you? And anything I've asked for, they have worked their butts off to get for me. Because I mean, taking on an ag program is it's a big thing. Right. And so they have worked with me very well and helped me get the resources I need to be successful and help the kids be successful. So I really can't talk enough about how much I truly just love working at Harding working with the staff and admin here.
Awesome. Well, that's it for this week's episode. I want to thank Brenna Loxley for coming on the podcast today and all of the great information shared about the agribusiness pathway. Until next time, I'm Matt McQuarrie. This has been the Prexy Podcast, and we'll let the band play us out.